The Early Childhood Transition Task Force presented recommendations for the way that ways that we could consolidate all of the programs and services we offer in early childhood right now. That's a very high priority to get that consolidated in some way, shape, or form.
That audio from KSN News, where she talks about other issues, including education funding and water conservation in the state.
I have added water to my list of priorities. Last year, the legislature did some good work. We put an additional $35 million per year for the next 5 years into the water issue.
Mid-America Network News. If you're buying or selling real estate, needing an appraisal, or wanting to have an auction, it's time for you to call Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. With over 90 years of combined experience, their licensed staff is eager to help in any way. Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas, 620-532-1887. And when you're ready for that auction and need to sell those tractors, trailers, combines, trucks, or construction equipment for top dollar, look no further than Amber Waves Auction. Amber Waves Auction and Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. Online at AmberWavesAuction.com.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Yesterday afternoon, the Kansas Highway Patrol has officially released their activity report for the Christmas holiday, for the holiday travel throughout the state of Kansas, talking about some of the crashes and fatalities in the state. As KWCH News reports that there were two deadly crashes that happened over Christmas break, both with one fatality in them. That included the death of a Wichita woman in Pawnee County during an accident. Along with some of the deadly crashes, there were reported of 7 DUI arrests in the state, 370 speeding tickets, and 23 tickets to individuals who were not wearing their seatbelts, including two teenagers across the state. Outside of just violations, the Kansas Highway Patrol also reported assisting more than 449 different motorists that were trying to travel across the state over the weekend. Overall, the Kansas Highway Patrol, though, says that it was a good weekend, as they say DUI arrests, the speeding tickets, and seatbelt violations were all down from the Christmas weekends of last year and of 2021. They also go on to say they will be out in force for New Year's weekend in a few days. Mid-America Network News.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Nebraska's two largest cities, including Omaha and Lincoln, Nebraska, are now violating state gun laws that prohibit them from public places such as parks across the area. ABC News reports that according to the Liberty Justice Center that was filing lawsuits back on December 18th challenging the executive orders that were issued by both mayors of Omaha and Lincoln, Nebraska. They say that the orders are in violation of new state gun laws after state lawmakers have passed bills in April of this year allowing people to carry concealed across the entire state without a permit and without the need to complete a gun safety course. They say in the lawsuits that state law with constitutional carry overrides any local laws, including those that were issued by the mayors in Omaha and Lincoln. The challenge was filed by the Nebraska Firearms Owners Association. As they say, Omaha Mayor Gene Stothert and Lincoln Mayor Larian Gaylor Baird had issued executive orders banning all firearms from city property, including parks and sidewalks. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Ho, ho, ho! All the beautiful sounds of the holiday season. The season of friends and family who gather to eat, drink,
and share the Wi-Fi.
That's right. Enjoy uninterrupted connectivity with Blue Valley Technologies' worry-free Wi-Fi. Get 2 months free worry-free Wi-Fi and free installation from Blue Valley Technologies.
Find out more details at bluevalley.net/promo.
the USDA plant hardiness zone map, which is used for nearly all aspects of agriculture, horticulture, and natural resource research and extension recommendations, has been updated. Kansas State University nursery crop and marketing specialist Cheryl Boyer served on a USDA technical review team that helped develop the map by serving as a soundboard to listen and provide feedback.
We were sounding board for them. We listened and provided feedback, and I was able to reach out to our Kansas Extension agents and ask them to give me their thoughts that I could then in turn give to the USDA about how to make the map resource better. Then there was a lot of discussion about weather stations and how they were able to model the data and what resources they were using. And it was very technical and very interesting.
It has been 11 years since the map was updated because of its significant coordinated effort. According to Boyer, the new maps were built on data from 13,625 weather stations spanning 30 years, with temperature being a key component.
Mostly temperature, so looking at extreme highs and extreme lows, and microclimate. So all these extra weather stations have really helped them be able to identify things like urban heat islands and to really get a finer detail with a microclimate so that people can make decisions about what plants will grow and thrive well there. And you know, the opposite is a mountaintop is going to be pretty cold. So they're able to distinguish between those a lot better than they were previously.
The plant hardiness zone map influences plant recommendations and production guidelines, both for crops and ornamental species. The maps use zones because the crops and plants that survive or thrive in one area of a state might not in another. Boyer says Kansas is a perfect example.
Yeah, actually, I would say Kansas is quite a challenge. When I've tried to create lists of recommended plants, the list of rock solid plants for the entire state is real short, because you could probably divide us up into at least 9 different growing regions based off of heat and cold and wind and soil and elevation and the amount of rainfall each side of the state gets. It's very, very different from edge to edge. And the new map is similar to the old in that we do have pockets of zone 5 in the north, which is very cold. And in the previous version, we had a couple of pockets of zone 7 in the southern part of the state. And that range has broadened significantly. So most of the state bumped about a half a zone warmer, and that does not indicate climate change. The climate change requires 50 to 100 years of data. This is 30 years of data, and essentially the modeling tools and the algorithms that they use to create it, they're just more powerful, and there's more detail and more data. You can actually go on the map now and type in your zip code, and it will give you information inside of a half mile for what your hardiness zone is.
Boyer thinks that having a slightly warmer zone in southern areas of the state will allow for more experimenting.
We can try some things that might originate from a slightly warmer climate, and they might do well. They might not. And we're still going to have extreme weather events. We're still going to have a super cold winter and lose plants that we thought could handle that. So it's always changing in terms of the weather. And in general, we just keep trying new things, the nurserymen and K-State Research and Extension, to find recommendations for plants that can tolerate pretty extreme swings in temperature, which we'll continue to experience.
While there's probably no need to change the plastic tags found on commercially potted plants, Boyer says gardeners may have an opportunity to expand the variety of plants they buy for their home landscape.
The information for the cold hardiness that plant can tolerate will probably not change unless it's a new cultivated variety or cultivar. But if you were in a part of the state where your zone did change just a little bit, you might be able to look at those plant tags and choose a plant that you might not have chosen before because it didn't indicate that it could survive in our area.
For more information or to view the map, you can go to planthardiness.ars.usda.gov or visit the Kansas State Department of Horticulture and Natural Resources website.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
He, Joyce Johnson, age 91 of Frankfort, passed away December 25th. Celebration of life service Saturday, 10:30 at the Salem Lutheran Church southwest of Axtell. Burial in the church cemetery. Patton Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Joyce Johnson. Marilyn L. Petrie, age 89 of Centralia, passed away December 26th. Celebration of life service Wednesday, January 3rd, 11 a.m. at Centralia Community Church West. Interment in the Centralia Cemetery, Popkins Mortuary of Seneca in charge of arrangements for Marilyn Petrie. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, ham with mashed potatoes, sliced carrots, and peaches. Tomorrow, turkey sandwich with cheese, tomato soup, celery and carrots, and fresh fruit. KNDY News Time is 7:15.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
This time of year, you have places to be and people to see. Let CJ Express get you there by fueling up your next holiday road trip. Snacks, drinks, Hunt Brothers Pizza, premium dino fuel, and more. Get a gift card this holiday season and let the giving happen all year round. Safe travels from CJ Express with locations in Marysville and Frankfort.
The Marshall County Courthouse will be closed Friday to the public for year-end closeout. This includes no motor vehicle or tax payments in person. The courthouse will also be closed Monday, January 1st for New Year's.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny today with our highs in the lower to mid-30s. Cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to mid-20s. Sunshine throughout Friday with our highs in the mid-30s and mid-40s. And mostly clear skies Friday night with our lows in the lower to mid-20s. Staying sunny into Saturday as well with our highs in the mid-30s and upper 40s, then partly cloudy skies Saturday night with our lows in the upper teens and mid-20s. Cooler as we head into Sunday, more sunshine with our highs in the mid-20s and mid-30s, then partly cloudy skies into Sunday night with our lows in the single digits and mid-teens. Still staying sunny into Monday with our highs in the upper 20s and mid-30s, then mostly clear throughout Monday night with our lows in the mid-teens and lower 20s. Starting to warm up throughout Tuesday, sunshine with our highs in the mid-30s and lower 40s, and partly cloudy skies throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the upper teens and mid-20s. And still staying dry and sunny throughout Wednesday with our highs in the mid-30s and lower 40s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late December 40, record high on this date 69, the average low 20 and the record low 6 below. Sunrise this morning 7:46, sunset this evening at 5:11. 28 degrees ahead of sunrise, and that's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 28th of December. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Serving up something special to ring in the new year, the Wagon Wheel in Marysville will have lobster and sirloin dinners, 2 for $60, including dessert and champagne, December 31st from 5 until 9. No midnight kiss, come and party anyway, as a limited menu, including prime rib, will be served along with kids' menu available. Come, join, and celebrate the wonder of the new year with the Wagon Wheel.
How low will the Pistons go? Hello, this is Rich Cantu on Sports.
So the Brooklyn Nets get the win, and the Pistons fall short once again. 118 to 112 is our final.
The call on WXYT is the Detroit Pistons set a record for NBA futility with their 27th straight loss to the Nets in Detroit. Hapless Detroit led by 14 at one point early, but Brooklyn rallied and then held off a late Pistons run. Detroit's Cade Cunningham's 41 points led all scorers.
We got to stay together. Right now is the easiest time to stand off and be on your own. We need to continue to lean on each other and continue to push each other and hold each other accountable more than ever.
The Pistons try to avoid a 28th consecutive loss tomorrow night against the East-leading Celtics. Good luck with that. The West-leading T-Wolves ran into the offensive juggernaut that is the Thunder, fourth quarter in Oklahoma City.
Shea to the wing, gets a Holmgren screen, sets up shop left wing, one-on-one on Gobert, who switches, slashes right. Shea pump fake, up and under, Gobert scoops and scores niftily with the left hand.
The call on WWLS, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander scored 34. The Thunder made 18 threes in the 129-106 drubbing of the T-Wolves. The Grizzlies continue trying to right the ship with the return of Ja Morant at the Pelicans.
Desmond Bane comes and gets it. Back to Smart. Smart laps for Morant. He flushes home two for the exclamation point.
The call on WMFS, 31 points for Morant. The Grizz edging New Orleans, 116-115. Clippers beat the Hornets, 113-104. Pacers get by the Rockets, 123-117. Magic beat the Wizards, 127-119. Bulls top the Hawks, 118-113. NFL, Vikings tight end T.J. Hockenson is out for the rest of the season after tearing his ACL and MCL on Sunday. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
The Wildcats are heading to the Sunshine State.
And it's intercepted in the end zone by the Wildcats.
It's the Kansas State Wildcats and the NC State Wolfpack. It's the Pop-Tarts Bowl. Live from Camping World Stadium in Orlando, Florida. Our coverage of the Pop-Tarts Bowl begins at 2:30 p.m. on Thursday, December 28th. On your home for Kansas State Wildcat football.
Your home for legendary country music and K-State Wildcat football. Classic Country 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY.
Cook & Company looks forward to family time over the holidays, wishing a very Merry Christmas to all. From Cook & Company in Seneca, offering one of the widest selections of interior and exterior wood doors in North America, and quality handcrafted cabinetry that will add beauty to every room in your home. Hamas Trucking would like to take this time to wish their valued customers, employees, family, and friends a very Merry Christmas. May the peace and joy of this season warm hearts everywhere. Have a safe and happy holiday from all your friends at Hamas Trucking in Seneca, Commercial Trucking, and Trucking Trailer Repair. Beatrice Health and Rehab wishes their customers, families, and friends a very Merry Christmas and hope the holiday season is filled with love and laughter. From Beatrice Health and Rehab, just 3 blocks north of the water tower, enhancing the lives we touch by providing compassionate, quality care.
State purpose of visit.
Well, looks like the old tractor's gonna kick a bucket this year.
Searching internet for new bucket.
No, I wanna check insurance rates.
Sale located. Right now, get 20% off new bucket with code It's Raining Buckets.
Robots don't know you. We do. For more than 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has relied on relationships to get you the insurance coverage you need for your farm or ranch. Find a Farm Bureau agent at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Call on Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Bryce Leonard in Washington today.
Good Thursday morning. I'm Sims back with you on latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, let's take a look at a recap from yesterday's finishing numbers, as well as a look at the overnight session of trading. But we'll start in the livestock, as December live cattle did finish up 15 at 170.72, though February and the other futures months were mixed to mostly lower. February dropped $1.12 down to 169.27 per hundredweight. January feeder cattle's nothing but the green, up 92 to 224.47. March up 82 to 225.40. And mixed mostly lower for the hogs as well. February hogs did finish up 57 to 69.87, but April dropped 15 cents to 75.92. Into the grains yesterday, we saw mostly lower numbers. However, in the soybeans, some higher figures. March corn currently through the overnight session unchanged at 476.5. May also just down a quarter cent at 488.5. March Kansas City wheat right now, after a lower day yesterday, up 1.25 cents at 636.25. May currently up 1.75 cents at 639.25. And the oats market slightly higher. March right now up 4.75 cents through the overnights at 378. May up a penny at 371.75. Again, the soybeans were the only one in the green yesterday. However, giving up some of those slight gains through the overnight session, January soybeans currently trading down 1.25 cents at 315.5. March down 1.5 at 319 a bushel. January soybean meal also down slightly, down 20 at 398.70. And January soy oil making up for some of yesterday's losses, currently up 20 at 48.44. Cotton complex with another day in the green to start. March cotton up 33 at 80.86. Looking at the energy markets to start, February crude oil down 103 to 73.07. January unleaded gas drops drops 2 cents a gallon back down to 2.15 as this contract will expire today for January. February down 2 as well at 2.13. Then February natural gas up 4 at 2.47. Into the metals, February gold down $8.30 an ounce at $2,084.80. March solar right now nearly down a dime, down 9 at 24.54. And the dollar index right now trading a bit weaker, down 15 currently for March, selling at 149. I'm Sam Speck with your latest market update right here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Many exciting things happened at Kansas State University this year for K-State Research and Extension and the College of Agriculture. Director of K-State Research and Extension and College of Agriculture, Dean Ernie Mitten, discusses facility changes that started and how they plan to continue to elevate extension. He says what groundbreaking took place in 2020.
We've had a really, really big 2023 in terms of planning for and fundraising and all the things that go along with changes in terms of upgrades to our facilities. And so in May, we had the groundbreaking for the Agronomy Education and Innovation Centers, which will be probably the first project where we'll actually turn dirt next year. So we did that. We had the Animal Science Arena groundbreaking as well. So that's exciting. And we anticipate then sometime in 2024, we haven't set a date yet, the third piece of the Ag Innovation Initiative, new construction and major renovations will be associated with the Global Center and then the major renovations to Call and Weber Hall. So that will be sometime probably in the spring when we'll have that groundbreaking. But this is really exciting stuff. We haven't had this type of major construction in the college for decades, actually.
He explains a portion of the new economic prosperity plan.
And really, if we were to talk about what K-State 105 is and, you know, just a few key words, I think the big word is engagement. It's statewide engagement. The other thing, too, that's significant about K-State 105 is that it really has highlighted the fact that K-State aspires to be an engaged university at the university level.
Mitten says how part of the plan is to highlight extension.
Part of that engagement is extension. And of course, we announced at the K-State Research and Extension Annual Conference this move of extension being elevated to the university level and getting it on a level playing field with academics and research. And those are all really, really good things. But this is a significant change for extension. It's worth noting when we kind of note the highlights of this past year.
That was K-State College of Agriculture Dean Ernie Mitten, who is also the director of K-State Research and Extension, on what has taken place in 2023 and what it can mean moving forward. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Thursday is sale day, and they will begin selling cull cows 11 a.m. at Marysville Livestock Incorporated with around 400 head of cattle on the early consignments, including 8 black cow-calf pairs, 5 running age, 50 black steers and heifers weighing 5 to 700 pounds, 50 mixed steers and heifers weighing 5 to 700 pounds, 30 black steers 750 to 8, 64 mixed yearling steers 850 to 875, 120 mostly black steers at 900 pounds, and 60 red yearling steers, northern origin, they weigh 900 pounds. Those early consignment listings for this final sale of 2023. Today, cull cows sell 11 a.m. at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
Is there protocol which tells us when to take down the Christmas tree? We will investigate today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, December 28th, the 362nd day of the year. Actor Denzel Washington has a birthday. Iowa became the Union's 29th state on this day in 1846, and the Pledge of Allegiance got congressional recognition in 1945. Is there a right time to take down the Christmas tree? Religious tradition says January 6th may be the appropriate day as the 12 days of Christmas culminate on January 5th. Some folklore says it's bad luck to take your tree down before New Year's, while other legends warn against carrying the old into the new year. If you have a live tree, you should probably adhere to the fire hazard rule of thumb. Keeping a dry, brittle tree in your home could be the worst luck of all. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Have a question for the old farmer? Ask it online at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY and 28 degrees this hour. Middle 30s on tap for today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Another night of big bowl games across the Mid-America region and the Big 12 Conference as the Kansas State Wildcats are set to take on number 19 North Carolina State in the Pop-Tarts Bowl. That game coming up this evening with kickoff at 4:45. They finished their regular season losing to Iowa State with a 42-35 loss back during Thanksgiving weekend, finishing their season right in the middle of the Big 12 Conference at 8-4 in overall play, sitting 6-3 in conference play. The Oklahoma Sooners are also set for a game tonight with a later kickoff at 8:15 as the number 12 Sooners take on number 14 Arizona in the Alamo Bowl. Oklahoma finish off their season a little bit better, finishing number 3 in the Big 12 Conference at 10-2 for the overall season. They set 7-2 in conference play, finishing their season against TCU on November 24th, winning 69-45. Bowl games wrap up on New Year's Day with the national championship for college football coming up on Monday. Mid-America Network Sports.
K-State fans, Big 12 play is almost here. Don't miss the men's basketball team. Host the Big 12 newcomer, UCF, on Saturday, January 6th in Bramlage. Catch this season's conference opener for just $40 with a general admission ticket. Order now at 1-800-221-CATS or by visiting kstatesports.com today. Go Cats!
The Wildcats are heading to the Sunshine State.
And it's intercepted in the end zone by the Wildcats.
It's the Kansas State Wildcats and the NC State Wolfpack. It's the Pop-Tarts Bowl. Live from Camping World Stadium in Orlando, Florida. Our coverage of the Pop-Tarts Bowl begins at 2:30 p.m. on Thursday, December 28th. On your home for Kansas State Wildcat football.
Your home for legendary country music and K-State Wildcat football. Classic Country 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY.
KNDY.
Tell your mom I moved to Arkansas. You can tell your dog If you tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart, he might blow up and kill this man. I just don't think he'd understand. And if you tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart, he mightn't blow up and kill this man.